This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents launched a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. ICE says its agents are targeting mostly immigrants who are considered dangerous. New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles were among the cities expecting to see raids on Sunday. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca says the ICE enforcement has affected the community.
Summer weekend, the streets have been more quiet. The kind of community spaces like at the markets have been less frequented this weekend, so people are afraid.
We haven't had any word yet of specific arrests after today's crackdown. President Trump unleashed another tweet storm on Sunday morning, this one attacking a group of Democratic U.S. congresswomen. AP's Ben Thomas has more on that.
President Trump tweets the lawmakers should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came, ignoring the fact that the women are American citizens and all but one was born in the United States. Trump was almost certainly referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies in what's become known as the Squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley, and Rashida Tlaib. In her own series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez denounces Trump's remarks, writing, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States," adding, "You are angry because you can't conceive of an America that includes us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression as it moves over western Louisiana. But rain is expected to continue through Monday. Flooding rains are considered the primary threat from the slow-moving storm. Some areas have received as much as 50 centimeters of rain. Both the governor and President Trump have declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. You're listening to VOA News.